This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on? Busted Open After Dark Nation. Welcome to another episode. I'm Uncle Bully. You know what this one is about. The all-in backstage footage aired tonight on Dynamite. Want to know my thoughts? Want to know my feedback? Want to know what the hell I have to say about it? Tune into the podcast. I'm Uncle Bully, and I'm out.
Boxing is on the rise, and At The Fights has you covered. With over a combined century of boxing expertise, Randy Gordon and Jerry Cooney break down the biggest news and fights.
David Benavidez sending Andrade to his first loss.
And talk to the best in boxing today.
Showtime Sean Porter.
I'm interested in seeing fighters be the best version of themselves.
Catch At The Fights Mondays and Fridays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on your home for boxing. Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Let's go, champ!
All this build up for this backstage footage. The backstage footage from All In, presented by Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. And I'm going to get something out of the way first. Anything I say on tonight's show has absolutely zero to do with the locker room and the talent in AEW, unless it was the talent who decided it was a good idea to run this footage. Even Shivani looked disgusted by running this footage. I'm not sure what it accomplished. I'm not sure what it did. I'm looking in every way, shape, or form of the positives of it. So I really like to hear from you. I don't have a band of the night. I'm dedicating the playlist tonight to your new WWE Universal Champion, Cody Rhodes, because he deserves it. So I got in touch with him. I said, give me three of your favorite bands and three of your favorite songs. He texted me back, so we're playing some Cody hits tonight because Cody was one of the four pillars of AEW and helped put this place on the map. And Cody was the first crack in the wall back in the day when people were leaving the WWE for AEW. And Cody was the first crack in the wall for what seems to be the slide in the southerly direction for AEW right now. AEW losing Cody Rhodes was a big, big, big freaking deal, folks. Nation, where you at tonight? Screen cap, throw it up on the old Twitter machine. I want to hear from you. Busted Open 247, hashtag Busted Open 247. Personal thank you to absolutely everybody out there who showed up to WrestleMania weekend, to our podcast, our party, to everything that we did, whether that was Busted Open, whether that was me by myself, or seeing me and Devon at the ECW Arena, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. I love you, and you fucking know it. I try really hard every week to pick the positives out and bring you the positives of this show. This show that I have said from day one is fun. Tonight was not fun. But I want to hear from anybody who can change my mind. I am so open-minded to this. It's not funny. I want to hear from AEW fans, supporters, all these people that go online and go on social media and tell me how wrong I am about AEW, despite actually sticking up for the company every chance I get. Somebody tell me what the backstage footage accomplished. Because exactly what CM Punk said on Ariel Helwani's show, podcast, whatever the hell Ariel has, happened tonight in front of my face. So Punk wasn't lying about anything. He walked up to Jack Perry. Words were exchanged. We don't have audio, so we don't know what words are exchanged. You don't know if it was a polite conversation. You don't know if CM Punk approached Jack Perry in a polite way or in a rude way. You don't know if CM Punk went up to Jack Perry and said, hey, Jack, can I talk to you for a second? Or if CM Punk went up to Jack Perry and said, hey, motherfucker, what are you doing out there? We have no idea. Without the audio, we got nothing. We have exactly what Punk described to us. An altercation. I don't even know what you call it. It's a shoving match. Punk shoved the kid. Punk shoved Jack Perry. Jack Perry came charging back. Punk put him in some kind of modified front face lock. It got broken up. I don't know how anybody feared for their life in that moment. I don't know how Tony Khan feared for his life in that moment. But I guess from his vantage point, that was the right choice of words. I didn't see anything that put anybody's lives in danger. Whether it was the two gentlemen involved in the altercation, or anybody breaking it up, or anybody standing around, or anybody in near that area. I don't know whose lives were in danger. I don't know what tonight... Did tonight move the angle forward between the Bucks and FTR? I do agree that what happened backstage at All In took the focus off the biggest night in AEW's history. 81,000 people, but what did everybody want to talk about once the news broke? The backstage altercation and not the great wrestling event that AEW put on that evening. Even FTR tried to blur the lines by saying, why are we airing this? I don't know. Now, if you're saying, why are we airing this? Now you want me to truly believe, why are you airing this? Because you said earlier in the week, if they air the footage, if they are airing this footage, why? What is that going to get them? Now we have the footage aired by the Bucks, and FTR comes out and says, why are we airing this footage? So outside of the ring, I'm thinking that. And now my thoughts have just been solidified by FTR. Wheeler tells us that he's tired of talking about this. The Bucks said that because their attention was on the fight, that's why they lost to FTR. So they're putting it on the backstage scuffle as to why they lost the match. All right, I'll give that to you. It's just a little, but it's not enough. It's actually a tiny bit. And then one of the worst things that could have happened on AEW tonight. And I don't care if it's one person who is chanting, 10 people who are chanting, 110,000. CM Punk chants in the arena. That did absolutely nothing for you. Nothing. They're chanting for CM Punk. I actually stuck a finger in my fat freaking ear to clean it out because that's what I thought I heard. I had to go on Twitter just to ask the fans, did I just really hear CM Punk chants? The guy that you tried to make out to look like the bad guy was getting cheered for in the arena, and I heard those chants on my TV. No bueno. And for my friends out there who do not speak Spanish, no bueno means no good. And then we have Will Ospreay talking about Triple H's comments and having sex with the boss's daughter. No bueno. I don't think that was a good move for Ospreay tonight. There are certain things in the wrestling business, many things where we say it's not personal, it's just business. That was one hell of a personal shot. I'm going to remember it. I mean, I'm not going to remember it personally. I'm not going to hold a grudge against Will Ospreay for saying it. But I know somebody who probably will. And right now, he's got the biggest pencil in the pro wrestling world. And speaking of pencils, at this point, I'd be willing to give Tony Khan his phone back and let him tweet all he wants as long as he would give me his pencil. For the love of God, I don't know what's going on, especially this week. Rhyme, reason, anything. Here, let me give you some of the positives. I really enjoyed it. That's a stretch. I enjoyed the opening match between Adam Copeland and Penta. I enjoyed Swerve and Joe at the beginning of the show, with Swerve spearing Joe through the table. I like Shibata talking to Siri. That popped me. Why would you ever put Okada in the ring with an absolute, I don't want to call this kid a nobody, I don't want to be disrespectful to this kid, but somebody who nobody knows. Do you think squash matches for Okada are good for ratings these days? What does it really do? Jerry Briscoe taught me a long time ago, if you don't make nobody, you didn't beat nobody. Okada didn't make the kid. The kid doesn't deserve to be made. But why put that match on? What, so I could see a rainmaker? Who cares? If you needed to do an angle or get something out of it, just run the angle. How many people do you think randomly tuned in that moment, other than AEW diehards and AEW faithful? How many people you thought tuned in at that moment and said, I don't know who these guys are? That's not the idea. The idea is to keep the casuals on the station. So you air the Punk footage. And I know I'm going back and forth here, people. And the reason I'm doing it is because I didn't even take notes tonight. I wanted to care. So I think I was so caught up in what they were going to show from the backstage footage, that's what I was hyper-focused on. I wasn't hyper-focused on an entire show. You didn't get me hyper-focused or focused in on Dynamite as a whole. You had me hyper-focused on potential negativity that I was hoping would be positive. So I ask you, do you want to see FTR versus the Young Bucks any more now after this footage was aired? Andre, I see you sitting there shaking your head. I'm going to give you a voice tonight. Do you or do you not want to see this match anymore?
I don't. No interest at all. There's nothing that in this story that's pushing me right now. There's no connection between the All-In footage that leads to FTR. Honestly, I would have wanted this promo from FTR last week when the Young Bucks were teasing this footage to say, this is AEW, we don't need that on our show.
Thank you. Was there anything and you're a big AEW fan.
Since
I know you
won.
Love the company. You fit right in their wheelhouse. You're their demographic. So anything on your end that I'm missing? Was there anything in your opinion with this All-In backstage footage that can you pluck out anything positive?
Nothing, Bully. It doesn't serve the purpose of a storyline. Okay. It does not direct the heat toward whether it's Jack Perry or somebody in the footage. It didn't serve anyone any good inside the AEW roster.
Here is my hope for AEW tonight. And before I put my weary head down on my pillow, I will pray to God for AEW, and I will say, God, I hope they pop the rating tonight. I hope something positive came out of this footage or came out of tonight. Because when tomorrow comes, if that rating is not good, if they're not back up to at least 800, it's going to be dogpile on the rabbit. And the rabbit is going to deserve the dogpile. This is not on the talent. This is not on the locker room. And most of the time, it never, ever is across the board. It's on creative. It's on the booker. It's on the matchmaker. This company needs help. At this point, I hope even you diehards realize that. There are lots of people who want to help. I've gone on record to say I would help for free. And if you think that's me politicking for a job when I just performed in front of 72,000 people as a special guest rent-free, you're out of your fucking mind. I have a job. It's called Busted Open and Busted Open After Dark. I have a job. It's called the Team 3D Academy. I have a job, which means I'm a true independent contractor and I can work anywhere I want all over the world. But this business has been very, very, very good to me. And if anybody, anybody ever needed help, I'd be more than willing to help them out just to see the talent grow and the business grow. I hope and pray something positive came out of tonight for AEW, whether that's popping a rating, whether this leads to a strong storyline, anything. I pray something positive comes out of this for this company.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.